Engage.
Okay, it's really weird to do a one shot in two. It makes me feel uncomfortable because I feel like we lost all our momentum. But here we are. It's another night. I've had less to drink, so let's get started. I've lost track of the days. I believe it was the weekend. Nobody's disputing that.
It was a day or two after your fire run. I think the day after we went up to the top of the tower and looked in the visitation.
I think that was Friday. I think. Because the jump was on Tuesday.
Sounds right.
The jump was on Tuesday night. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we'll say either Friday night or Saturday is when you find out about this other death. Let me pull the adventure up. I don't believe I've given you any details about it yet, have I?
Which one in particular are we talking about?
The most recent one.
No, I don't think you have.
I believe it was at Marina City. You've heard that there's been another death. Somebody who fell.
Since then.
Or like tonight.
Oh, okay.
Right, yes, it's recent news.
Marina City. In comparison to where we jumped, what are we looking at?
I think it's 10 city blocks. I mean, I can pull up a map. Obviously, these are real locations. I believe, if I remember correctly from looking at the map last time, the Aqua is farther down the river, closer to Lake Michigan. I may not be 100% correct on my geography, but I am pretty sure it's closer to Lake Michigan, obviously, than you guys jumped off the 311 South Wacker.
I know that we talked about previous deaths. And we talked about a couple of different things. We talked about at one point somebody fell from a construction site.
Correct.
But trying to correlate the deaths, like, did this happen in daylight? Did it happen at night?
This would have been
comparative to all the other ones.
This would have been the evening since we've lost the train here. Either it's Saturday morning or it's Sunday morning. I'm not sure how closely. I know I had your names written down at one point. Lucas is Magpie, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm sure while you guys were out looking at the Sears Tower, Magpie was probably keeping an eye on the news at least somewhat. So you probably heard of a falling death, what probably would have been, I don't remember if you guys were there Friday or Saturday night. We'll just go ahead and establish it as Friday night. The date really doesn't matter. Friday night, so when you are at the Willis Tower, Magpie sees there is a death at the Aqua. Sorry, at Marina City. It bothers me they're both nautical.
Yeah, there's a picture of Marina City in the chat.
It's a really cool looking building.
It is.
So yeah, I'm going to assume that there's a group text or something that goes out, something from Magpie saying that there's been another death. Specifically, this is a fall. I think that this is like a 50, 60 story building, I think.
Okay.
By the looks of it, yeah.
65 floors.
But it was in the evening time.
Yes.
Daylight or late evening?
It was late evening. By the time that this occurs, I remember you guys went to the Willis Tower late-ish, or at least late afternoon and into the evening. You probably are on your way home.
This is twin town. This is twin buildings.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a really cool looking building.
It really is.
I actually visually remember this building because it's not that far from the Loop. So if you go downtown and are like hitting the museums and all the classic shit, you'll see this building. Set of buildings, I guess I should say.
Did we establish a time of day reference with all the deaths, or is it or are they sporadic?
I believe that the swimming death was like morning. The construction would have obviously probably been a 9 to 5. It might have been a later afternoon thing, but I mean, they're not going to be up on those I-beams after the sun goes down. Not if they're, you know, swinging on the high steel. Yeah. Obviously, if you're correlating Johnny B's death, Johnny B would have been midnight. This is probably time period of like, say, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. But all from 300 feet or higher, sporadic times.
Is there anything you want
to... Yeah, it just seems like it's hard to correlate all these because everything is just so sporadic. Height, time, you know, daylight, dark. Did we get the name of the person that just died? Sorry.
I guess it's a question of if you
want to... I was looking for my notebook. I can't find my notebook.
If there's anything you want to do immediately. I mean, you see the death. Is there anything you want to do? We'll call it Friday night. We'll say it's Friday night going into Saturday morning. You know, it's 11, midnight, whatever. Is there anything you'd like to do then? Or are you going to wait until the next morning to check the news cycle?
Pull out binoculars and stare at the sky to see if I can get an image of this thing.
You're not all that high up, and you're not very far away. Or you're not in the city either.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to get an EMT uniform and gain access to the building if I can.
I love it.
That's an option.
Sure. I like that option. It's a bold choice, and I like that. Jeff, can you give me some sort
choice,
of rule?
Cotton.
See how this plays out.
I mean, you could get one relatively easily. Let's give me something that seems applicable. What are you thinking? What's your plan here?
I don't know. What is applicable?
Are you trying to get an EMT or are you trying to get a paramedic? Because you might be able to get... what kind of uniform and where are you getting it from? Let's put it that way.
The stripper store.
Something that I could get from the firehouse. Something that I would have access to.
Okay. I'll take that. I'm looking for roles that would make... I'll give you either a credit rating or like some sort of stealth roll. To try and not be noticed taking a uniform that's not yours. Because
I can't imagine someone's nickname Truckee is going to be very stealthy.
Hot 6 out of 50 on stealth.
Okay, there you go. You got it.
Damn. There you go. You are stealthy.
Stealth? Why is your stealth so high?
Because I put points into it.
Why is everyone's spot hidden like probably 75?
I like to sneak up on the people that I'm saving from fires.
He's hiding from the fire, Lucas.
No, the fire demons.
Let's not add more monsters into this thing.
All right. So
no, that's in my backstory because I took the I took the Cthulhu mythos points.
Oh man. Just nailed that one right on the head.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I'm gonna say you'll get a bonus die for any credit rating rolls. It kind of depends on what you want to do, but you can gain access to the scene relatively easy. You've been
credit rating.
Because the thing is that there's no way of knowing whether or not the uniform you have is even responding to this call.
Okay.
If somebody's really paying attention, I'm just letting you know. You got a uniform, so you look like you belong.
Would there be anything at all in your firehouse that would give you?
I just having grown up.
Like a radio, I mean, if the radio wasn't enough.
Disguise, Jeff.
It's awesome.
I give you point of point disguise, but I bet you don't have that.
No.
It is having grown up in and around firefighters and EMTs and police officers, the one thing you can do to piss them off is be at a scene that you're not supposed to, because it's their job and it's their thing. So,
well, it's their ass.
Exactly, that too. But also, there's a whole this is my territory kind of thing.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah, as long as you know, you would just know this being involved in that world. As long as you're not conspicuous, you should be fine, mm-hmm. because there's no way of knowing where they called you from.
Right.
Because they would have, there'd be a police presence to control. You'd have a paramedic and, you know, ambulance presence in case you needed something. Obviously, you're calling the coroner, and it wouldn't be a surprise that paramedics might show up on the truck or whatever. So you would know to dodge them, but you can get access to it. What would you like to do? You have access to Marina City. People will tell you it's the 54th floor.
Okay.
Apartment 5412.
I'm going to go up as high as I can.
Yeah, they'll let you all the way up. No one on the staff of Marina City would know to stop you. So they give you access. But
at what point, how bad am I feeling going up?
Ooh, good call. As the elevator goes up, you begin to feel uncomfortable. You get a general headache. Not any worse necessarily, you don't think, than the Willis Tower. But it is bothersome.
All right. I'm going to try and get access to the roof.
Oh, you're going to go all the way up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll hit the 51st floor first.
54th?
And see if... 54th, yeah. And see if there's anything there that I can get access to.
You've been to an emergency response before. It attracts a lot of things. It attracts onlookers. It attracts... all kinds of people. People are going to have hysterical reactions. People are going to be looky-loos. So when the elevator door dings open, you're not surprised to see a hubbub of people. Some people are covered in emergency blankets. You see some people crouched in the hallway. All the doors are flung open. There's obviously police and stuff. It's been long enough that they're trying to corral people, but sometimes that chaos from a scene can last several hours. Police are interviewing people. You see them going door to door. Nobody's really being, quote, medically treated. So there are a lot of people not necessarily standing around, but just looking to see if anything happens. Firefighters and stuff may already be heading out. Mostly at this point, it seems to be police taking statements. There are a few people that appear to be in shock. There are actually a lot of people, as you can tell the door numbers, even though you can't see them, maybe they're written on the wall. 12 is farther away from the elevator, and you can see that there are lines of people being interviewed closer to where 5412 is. And there's actually like a surprising number of people, maybe 12 or 15, that are kind of sat against the wall. And you can see some officers going back and forth, taking information, writing it down on a pad, etc.
Okay. I'll make my way down through the hubbub and try and pick up on what's being said in the interviews.
Sure. Listen roll.
Say 37 out of 45.
You immediately pick up a few things. Clearly a house party or something was occurring. You begin to pick up bits of information. There'd been loud music from like right after work time all the way through the evening. Seems like a lot of people on this floor, as well as from outside the building, were attending, probably in the range of 20 some people, you know, as much as you could fit in that kind of apartment and maybe the hallway without being too obnoxious and getting, you know, somebody called on you. You pick up that the deceased name is Elena Gonzalez. It is her apartment. It was her birthday. Today was her 30th birthday.
You said 30th birthday?
Yeah. And you also see that there is a young man, 30s, speaking adamantly to a cop, and pointing to his phone saying, it's right here, man, it's right here. And you could see the cop kind of give him the, yeah, okay, whatever, look and make some notes and then walks away. And the guy just seems to stare at his phone.
Okay. I will, if the cop walks away and leaves him, I'll ask him if I could see it.
Absolutely. No, as you walk over, he just seems to be like, he seems to keep fiddling with his phone. As best you can tell, the screen doesn't appear to be off or functioning correctly.
Sounds like our GoPro electronics issue in the first session.
Okay.
And he's like, no, man, it was right here. I'm telling you, I was taking a thing and then he kind of is, he's not quite on the edge of hysterics, but you get the sense that he is heading that direction. I don't know if you would have any role that would allow you to assess his mental state, but being in emergency situations before, you can tell when people are kind of losing it. You can tell that he is losing it. You're not really necessarily sure why without some sort of like psychoanalysis role or psychology role.
I don't have anything like that.
Sure.
I have psychology at 10, but that's it.
Sure. So yeah, you can see him at the hallway. He's like, and as you come up to him, he again, like looking at you, honest to God, no man, it is here. I saw it. It was right here. And he kind of like holds up the phone. And I mean, it's just, I won't say it's quite bricked, but he can't seem to make it work.
So I have what a weird thought, but go ahead.
It was like,
I'll ask him, what was it?
It's like, I don't know, man. It was like, and he looks at you and it's almost like he's concerned that someone is listening to what he has to say. Like something fucking got her, man. Like, you ever watch like horror movies, man?
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking Dracula flying in and like biting the neck. Like, I don't know. There was just something was there and then she was falling. Like, but I don't care what the cops say. She didn't have too much to drink. Okay, she had a lot of shots, but she didn't have too much to drink. She didn't fall off the balcony because of that. Something fucking got her, man. And I got it. And he keeps like smashing his phone and the screen like illuminates but doesn't. And I fucking got it, man. It wasn't an accident.
Okay, you
fucking Dracula got her.
Okay, bud, I think you are starting to go into shock. I need you to let me see that for a second. I need you to sit down and calm down and let me take a look at you.
Sure. I'll give you that one. You're wearing an EMT thing. He's got no reason to disbelieve you.
Mm-hmm. And I will pocket that phone.
That one I might, wow, I might make a roll for.
Before you do, can I give you a potentially metagamey thought? What about cloud backups? Like, why wouldn't, depending on what he shot it on, why wouldn't it be uploaded to the cloud? Would that just end the cloud since it destroys whatever device we're trying to look it on?
Yes, we found the way to destroy Google.
I mean, I know we're trying to stop Skynet eventually in the future, but like, just a thought. I mean, it's the 21st
The one thing
century.
I didn't research was Google.
Yeah, just an idea. I don't know, maybe talk to him about, yeah, asking if it has a backup. Does this upload to something? What's your Apple ID, bro? Let me get in and see your videos on my computer. Like,
as you take a look at it appears to be almost non-functional. You might be able to get it to somebody super techy, Jeff. But at least you looking at it, there's not anything that you can do with it.
Right.
Schroeder may totally have that idea as personally, and it might be something that you're able to work with.
Yeah, for sure. So I would have that thought on my own volition and maybe look into my own stuff, I guess, unless told of other things I should look into.
I'm going to tell him, yeah, I want you to sit right here. I'm going to run back and get a gurney, and we're going to get you checked out, bud.
Okay. He listens to you.
And
what would you like to do?
I'm going
to
head back for the elevator and go up.
Make me a luck roll, Jeff.
53 out of 75.
Apparently, they don't lock this door, or they forgot. You're able to get access to the roof.
Okay. I'm just going to take a look around.
As you step out on the roof, your headache intensifies. It's pins and needles now, and you feel the hair stand up on the back of your neck, and you get this uncomfortable feeling that you're being watched. And as you kind of walk around the building, it's not debilitating. You can walk around. You happen to get closer to the side that balcony is on, and you feel that kind of just sinking pit in your stomach as the headache and pain intensifies.
But I can't see anything moving. Nothing else flitting around.
Not as far as you can tell.
Walk right up to the edge and look down.
You can make me a sand roll.
Fail.
We'll call it 1 point of sand loss as you kind of get an unfortunate impact of vertigo as you get towards the edge of the building. Even though you're used to heights, it just, between the headache and everything else, you just feel, you feel uncomfortable at heights, which has never happened to you before. It's almost a primal instinct. Something you thought you had lost maybe after the first jump or the next 500 jumps, but it comes back on now to you in a rush. You're looking down, you're seeing the cop cars, you're seeing the lights, you're seeing the unfortunate aftermath of Miss Gonzalez's fall. Yeah. But you're not seeing signs of anything.
And the headache and everything doesn't get bad once I get closer to the edge and look down or anything?
Not horribly so. Again, you're not sure if there is a physical thing that you're feeling here or if it's also just the uncomfortable nature of the situation.
Okay. I'm going to do my best to get out of that building without being noticed, and I might actually ditch the uniform.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, you can. You know, it's actually probably just easiest for you to just walk out. But yeah, you can get out no problem, whether you ditch the uniform or not. Really kind of inconsequential. I assume you want to share the information you've collected with your colleagues.
I do.
I think the first thing that I would think of is it just reinvigorate the electronics, just check any of my own backups.
Do GoPros have that kind of backup, though? I don't know. I don't personally own one. I don't know what.
I wouldn't assume so. I assume it records on internal memory.
Well, sometimes you have live feeds. It's not just internal memory, is it?
Sure. I doubt you are probably planning on live streaming the jump, the illegal jump.
I guess I'll give you that.
I'm going to get this phone to Lucas's character and see if there's anything he can do with it.
Spot hit and roll, Jeff.
24 out of 65.
It's curious, you notice how many people seem to... It's got to be acne, right? Some people just rubbing their forehead right between their eyes. Lucas, you'd like to do something, Magpie?
I suppose I have a phone. I can roll computer use on it to see if I can, like, figure out...
How good are your skills? Backup
or anything. Like, I don't have electronic repair, if that's what you're wanting. I've got computer use. It's a 40.
I say it was shorter than that.
Oh, high skills.
Yeah, I've got 50 in computer use and 50 in electronics.
No, there you go. That's
I'm better. Sorry.
Much better off with you, then. Much better off with you.
That's why I was like, wait a minute.
I was just rolling well doing research last time. That's all.
Is this an electronic repair use, though? Because I don't have electronic repair. I just have electronics.
You can roll electronics. That's fine.
38 out of 50.
The phone seems to still function as a phone. You actually get a couple of pings from like Facebook or other things. It's definitely glitchy and not working well, but you get the sense that if it had a wipe, it would probably function. Any attempts to access that video or the most recent video or photos, at least what he was describing, it doesn't function. You can't get anything. The data is corrupted.
Would I see if there's an automatic save function to a cloud?
There's not.
That would have been too easy. I knew Google would have died.
I'm sure it's an Apple thing.
Shit on Apple. Them.
Of course.
Yup.
All right. So,
is there anything else that you guys would like to do about this death?
Could I look at social media for just people tagging Elena?
Sure.
And maybe people uploading videos to stuff that might have caught something?
Yeah, you can't, you don't notice anything in terms of, you don't notice anything crazy that you wouldn't expect. Let's put it that way. There aren't any videos of any Dracula-looking motherfuckers, you know, taking her.
Just a party.
Right, just a party. You know, some reactions to her death, et cetera, but nothing crazy.
Do we have ages for everybody who have died previously? And names for all of those people?
I don't know or not. I think I gave general descriptions.
Let me see if I can find my notebook upstairs, because I thought I wrote all that down.
Yeah, you're fine. It might be easier than me trying to find it in here. I think they're all between their 30s and their 50s, roughly, which is not surprising, because, I mean, who's going to be out on those types of things? You know what I mean? You're probably not going to get children. You're probably not going to get the elderly.
Was it Jimmy B's birthday when we jumped?
No. Not that you know of, anyway. I guess now you know who Jimmy B is, so you could look it up. It was not. Like some sort of reverse f***ing Santa Claus or some shit. Grim Reaper.
Just somebody who likes to prey on certain types of people.
That's fair.
I'd like to look up maybe, because I would assume altitude sickness comes with multiple symptoms, but like maybe see if I can research any information about mass headaches or headaches caused by altitude and cross-search that with folklore.
Sure.
Because I know we've got a random, right, wasn't it Native American or indigenous people's folklore about a creature with antlers in the sky in the mountains of the Rockies, roughly, if I remember correctly, from my previous searches?
Yeah. No, that was, I don't remember if that was you or Lucas. Somebody found it.
I was the library guy.
Gotcha. So here is, and I'll actually, I didn't tell you who wrote this scenario, did I?
No.
For Jeff, it's Stoltzy. This is an old Stoltzy one. There's a bit, if you've not read a Stoltzy scenario, you should really read it, because he probably has some of the best like inside jokes. And I'm just going to read this, since Schroeder was along that line of inquiry anyway. Underneath a thing called the science section, it says there are 1,000 things that might be relevant to high altitude deaths. Blood clots, oxygen starvation, an Andean politician's assassination in 1978 that apparently used a poison that only becomes active in thin air. There are 0 things that seem relevant to weird elk horn shaped sky monsters.
All right. Well, I guess I'll stop trying to pull any of those strings.
Does anyone have, nobody has any skills in science, I don't remember, do they? Or any of the sciences?
I have mathematics.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, I have math. That's it.
Okay. Schroeder, I'll let you have a library use roll. Just for shits and giggles.
Okay. 17 out of 60, so by half.
Okay. Yes. Essentially what you found before. Apparently in 1978, there was a poison that became active in thin air, but that doesn't make people fall off buildings.
Gotcha. So I had to pass to get the information you already gave me? Pass.
You ever played a game with Grady?
I will note, he says very specifically, special. So, Saturday, you found this out. Was there anything else anybody in particular wanted to look at?
When are we going on our next jump?
Where do you want to jump from? You want to jump Willis?
What do you think, Truckee?
Is there any, okay, looking at the places that these other deaths have happened, is there any kind of pattern?
What type of pattern are you looking for?
Like, I mean, are we talking map? 4 square miles?
If I put a dot on a map where each one of these happened, does that make any kind of shape? Is it a pentagram or something?
What the antlers. Well,
not even a shape, but no. Does it give us a range? Is it?
Right.
It's probably all within a few mile radius of downtown Chicago.
Okay.
Are there any parks that have wooded areas that elk creatures can lay in? That we can just go in with.
What time does Willis Tower close?
I think we posted that in the chat. Sightseeing. I think it's 9 o'clock or some shit.
Yeah, it's later than we thought.
Let me not click into the voice chat.
But
no, not this time. No, it depends on the time of year. 10 p.m., March to September.
So yeah.
October to February is 8 p.m.
So yeah, probably till 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So what do? Pose as janitors and then go up to the top and jump?
You do remember discussing with Jimmy B, that was a very complicated jump. I mean, obviously you could give it a shot if you really want to get up there.
Yeah.
There are certainly significantly easier places to jump from. I mean, some of these high-rise buildings have hotels in them. You could rent a hotel room, get dressed, and then jump off the side of the building.
It's an option.
Yeah, Saturday
morning. Can I make an idea roll for anything I'm obviously missing?
I was almost going to ask the same thing. Like, I feel like there's a thread that I'm not seeing.
I mean, if you want to. I don't know what you think you're going to suddenly think of.
Can I make a power roll just magically? No.
Use some magic points.
I got all this pow for a character.
Let's do a Ouija board seance and try to contact Jimmy B. He can tell us what he saw.
It'll just be O-O in the top half of the S.
Has anybody... Have we tried like contacting anybody to get into Jimmy B's place and see if he's got anything in there? That
we've not. Know. We've not done any searching on Jimmy B at all.
As you think
I did
about
a cursory research, but that's about all I could do.
As you think about Jimmy B, that's not the person that you harassed on Facebook, was it? It was the construction workers, right?
It was the families of like everybody, and only one person responded. Like, I think I contacted everybody.
We'll assume that Magpie maybe doesn't, but as you're having this discussion, you begin to see that it's Saturday again, right? We'll assume it's Saturday. There's a small thing that pops up that the coroners have ruled Jimmy B's death. The coroner, I guess you should say, which it gives his name, Dr. Rufus Halifax. He has given Jimmy B's death as an aneurysm. The autopsy was completed a day or so ago, and he's likely to be interred probably Monday or Tuesday, pending final decisions with the family, next of kin, et cetera, et cetera.
Didn't he have physical injuries, though? Wasn't he, like, torn up or something? Or am I just thinking that because he ran into an elk-shaped thing?
I don't know.
This might be this might be a fake memory, but I could have swore that either you or I saw. Like,
I was the last one to jump. I got the worst of the sight of what it was. You looked back, I think.
I did.
As things were going on.
I mean, you saw a thing that with outstretched horns, prongs, bat wings, something, beady red eyes.
I got a simple visual of the thing.
You would not expect brain aneurysm to be the diagnosis. Not that any of you are medical people.
Truck, right. You think you can get us a conversation with the coroner?
I guess I should say he's not a coroner. He's an ME, but...
You're an ME?
No, I doubt it.
I didn't know what kind of credit rating you'd have.
I have a credit rating of 15.
Wow. It's worse than mine. Surprising.
I have a 40.
It's better than mine. Mine's a 30.
I'm not going to lie. I can't fucking talk my way into shit, though.
Where
do we see that? Is that just in the newspaper or what?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I assume you're keeping a track on social media, newspaper, etc. It doesn't take that long to figure out any of that stuff because it's public record. So, especially with one of you being in the emergency services field and the other two at least having ostensibly good computer skills, it's not that hard to figure out.
Is there an obituary that's come out with next of kin?
Probably, yes.
I mean, we're talking 4 days at this point, right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know if you would wait on the obit for cause of death or not. You don't normally state cause of death in obituary.
No. That's not... I'm just thinking back, because we've not really... He did cursory search on Jimmy B, but now that we potentially have names, maybe we have people we can talk to that might be closer to it.
Yeah, you can find that there is next of kin. Only one relative close in Chicago. It seems like most of the next of kin...
Like, he didn't have a wife or...
No.
Okay.
Seems like...
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, probably a cousin, a brother, something like that, you know, is in Chicago. Most of the family might be from out of state. Nothing about
Can
children.
Can we figure out where he lives?
You guys have enough good computer use? Yeah, you could probably figure out where he lived.
Let's go check it. Check that out.
Sounds like a plan.
Sure. You can
Does
find...
the sneaky snake firefighter have other good skills?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
It doesn't take much searching. You're able to find out that Jimmy B lives, much like you do in an apartment. He had a pretty good paying job. So probably similar to, Magpie, decent apartment downtown, not crazy expensive place, but a decent place. You can get into the building at least.
Okay.
Probably not much more than that, I wouldn't think. It's not like he probably put his apartment number on his Facebook or Insta.
Can we grab some... What would it be? Not... FDC? Fire Department Chicago uniforms and go in and do a fire code check?
I don't know what Jeff's size is in relation to you, but I'm sure he has several several uniforms.
How big are you, Jeff?
55.
I'm 60.
That's fair. You could fit into his uniform.
I'm a 40.
Looks less
child size.
It looks less good on you. He definitely you look significantly less professional rolling up the sleeves and the pant legs.
I look like the guy who's intentionally wearing a size small.
Yeah.
Like my boss.
Exactly. But yeah, no. 55 to 60, not so much. 40, Lucas, you look a little haggard, but you could probably pull it off. Yeah, that'll even get you, depending on what you ask, that'll get you access to the building. They'll let you look around. Jeff can flash a badge, and you can look around, no problem.
Yeah, so I mean, if that gets us in and gives us a relatively decent amount of access, I don't see why we couldn't. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, are you concerned? I mean, as long as you're not concerned about it affecting your job.
Only if they call him on his bullshit.
No.
Yeah.
Totally. You only have a problem if you get caught.
So they'll allow you to examine the floors, no big deal. You've actually probably been on these inspections before. And in fact, what you would probably know just having worked here, especially given that his uniform doesn't fit very well, a lot of times what you'll do are like training exercises. So like basically you walk through buildings and other dangerous places when there's not a fire there to get you familiar with where are the elevators, where are the stairs, where are the exits, does this building have, where are the gas lines run, where do the, you know, the electric, where are the shutoffs, so that if you needed to navigate it in the smoke, you could better. There's like two factories in my hometown that the firefighters would tour once a year just to see where's this, where's that, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
So we call it a training exercise, and I give Lucas shit the entire time about being an ignorant rookie. And
sounds standard.
So
I look like dopey, like the sleeves just hang over my hands, like, you know.
And the building, somebody in the building's maintenance staff, obviously not people at the front desk, will walk along with you with a clipboard, and you all get an extensive like 2.5 or 3 hour tour of this building. None of this tells you exactly where Jimmy B's apartment was or access to individual units necessarily. But yeah, he'll walk you around.
I will ask the maintenance guy who's walking around, like, you know, this is a really nice place. You got any apartments coming up for rent anytime soon?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really the person you're supposed to talk to. This is clearly like blue collar guy, grease, sweaty. I'm not really the you know, in charge of tenants, but yeah, I hear there's some apartments coming up.
No, but you're the one who gets into all these and knows which ones have been taken care of and which ones haven't. Do you have any nice ones coming up for rent?
Do you want to sweeten that deal at all with a roll, Jeff, or are you good just letting it ride? Or anyone else? You are a group. But I'll let one roll.
Believe you met my friend George Washington.
You can try and bribe him.
George Washington.
You're shitty at bribing people, so, Lucas.
I'm a YouTuber. I'm a little short.
17 out of 50 on persuade.
Sure. Yeah, no, actually, there's a... It's a decent enough apartment. Poor guy died this week, so I'm assuming it'll be available in a couple of weeks. He seems very nonchalant about it, but I mean, this is a big city, and these things do happen, and it's just business.
Died how?
I don't know, something, he was a thrill seeker or something, I don't know.
Okay, this sounds, I know this probably isn't appropriate, but would there be any way that we could get into, I mean, the apartment's not being used, right? Has it been cleaned out yet?
Nah, I think his family's coming into town, funeral, something, I don't think it's been cleaned yet.
I mean, I'm trying to walk this idiot through how we respond to fires. If we could get access to a furnished apartment, that would be one more step I could take him through.
Plus, you could potentially look at what would it be, points of interest for where fires would start. Like, what could be the biggest potential fire starter in one of these apartments?
I mean, normally we're supposed to show you the model for rent, but...
I mean, if he's looking at this one, wouldn't he want to know what kind of view he's going to have of the city?
Well, plus, I mean, it's also...
The model is not a lived-in apartment and not what we're going to be walking through.
You all have hit on it well enough, I feel like, that you slip this guy a 50 or something, you're able to negotiate.
I'll make the logistics work. That's my job.
You see him kind of, and he's like, yes, we'll show you this apartment to help train. He's speaking overly loud as if someone is watching him. You can tell that he's not finessed. yes, please look into this furnished apartment. Please see the exit windows that face the west. And he opens the door and you see a decent sized apartment, all things considered, for a big city. Nothing what immediately floor is the apartment on? 27th.
How are we feeling?
Not awful, but like I said, it's almost to the point where I say this a lot as someone who suffers from headaches. You're not quite sure if you have a headache or if you just feel like you have a headache. It's not pleasant.
Gotcha.
Maybe you've had a headache for so long that you just think you have a headache, but you don't actually. You walk into Jimmy B's.
You feel one coming on, you just don't have it yet.
Exactly. Maybe. You're like, should I take something or should I not? You don't notice anything crazy in Jimmy B's apartment at the onset. Sparsely furnished. Lazy boy in front of a nice TV. You guys would instantly notice a lot of stuff that you would use for parachuting. Probably some climbing equipment. He's got it laying out pretty open. Like it gets
full collector's edition of James Bond.
Absolutely.
In a box.
The same
set.
Blu-ray copy that I have that's gold and black. Absolutely. That's sitting on there.
That golden eye on his N64 is still connected.
From Russia with Love, the case is open and the disc is missing because it's in the Blu-ray player. Probably some bread or some food on the counter starting to turn. Nothing crazy. Like you said, it's a small table, two chairs, a lazy boy in front of a TV, a bedroom, maybe a desk space, small bathroom, nothing that jumps out at you.
So can I roll a spot hidden?
Sure.
Just to kind of, you know, mm-hmm. rustle through some stuff?
Yep.
Ooh, that is just barely a pass. It's a 43 out of 45.
You don't notice anything that you wouldn't expect. You're able to kind of surreptitiously like look in a couple of closets or, you know, mm-hmm. wait till the maintenance guy is kind of standing awkwardly at the door. You wait for him to not look and you kind of poke your head into the bedroom, look into the chest of drawers. You might find like a couple of nudie magazines, which seems weird in this day and age, but maybe this guy had a thing for Playboy. Nothing out of the ordinary that screams I'm a secret monster hunter or anything.
Okay.
Any electronics that are sitting out? Didn't he have a GoPro or a live feed?
He wasn't set up to, but I'm sure in terms of jumps he has some. So there probably is some electronic equipment, maybe a GoPro hooked up to a laptop. Jimmy B was pretty hardcore into this, so maybe there's like a GPS phone so we could go out in the middle of nowhere in case something happened, et cetera, et cetera. But it's all adventurer type stuff. It's not like you're seeing a heavy duty computer or any other electronic gadgetry that probably Fiverr and Magpie have.
All right, anybody have thoughts before we walk out of here?
No, the only thing that came across my mind is distracting the guy long enough for you to try to break into his laptop and see if there's anything weird on there.
I don't think Jimmy B had any idea anything like this was going to happen.
No,
probably not. Unless he had researched that strange deaths had occurred before now.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like He's a thrill seeker, but he almost feels a little fake. Not necessarily a like controlled thrill seeking. Not like a.
I mean, the man. Like,
there's nothing. Well,
the man had an office job. There's not like it's not like he was a beach bum surfer or, you know, one of those guys who lives out of a van and just skis all the time. He wasn't so hardcore that it was his life. He knew he had to make a living.
Does he have a balcony?
No.
What do we see if we look out his window? Like what?
The view is not great.
Okay.
Another building off to the side.
Buildings or anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever he did, he must have made good money, but not like great money.
Yeah.
So nothing necessarily out of the ordinary.
No. Everything looks spick and span. You're not seeing the Necronomicon sitting on his shelf or, you know, there's not like a murdered hobo hanging from a chain in his bathtub or anything.
Brosnan just chained up in the closet. Feed him a cookie every once in a while.
Yeah, no, he's pretty normal.
Sorry, that's the 007 I grew up with, so that's the one I go to.
It's present day, though. Be Daniel Craig now.
Unless, I mean, the guy's in his 30s.
He doesn't even want to be 007 anymore. He didn't want to do the movie they just finished, or were at least working on recently. He was contracted into it.
I'm gonna go out there and say he's got a George Lazenby poster.
Oh, yeah, he's one of those. Okay.
You open up a closet door, and instead of a thing of like Pamela Anderson from Baywatch, it's a George Lazenby poster because he was obsessed with Lazenby's portrayal. How dare he not get a second movie? So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have anything else, let's wrap it up, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, do I even feel like I have a chance to get into this guy's computer before getting called out on something?
Possibly. You think it's possible. You would need a couple minutes.
I mean, we can distract this guy for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's probably
fair. Ask him how much a room like this would cost.
It's yeah, not like the computer would not be in the living room, probably. It's probably in the bedroom. So really, if you distract the guy for a couple of minutes, which should be easy with chatter, it's just whether or not Schroeder can roll electronics to get in.
Asking questions about the apartment.
Yeah, really, right. If you just give him enough leading questions to get him talking so he doesn't realize that Fiverr's been missing for 5-6 minutes.
Yep.
Okay.
I literally rolled a 49 out of 50.
Yeah, you get into it. You realize his password is 007 forever.
Yeah.
You get in relatively easily.
Got it in the first try.
Can I just like
Lazenby 007?
Drag and drop files into my Google Drive.
Yeah, you could set it up. You know, you could probably even set it up and walk away.
Yeah.
The computer will just go back to sleep.
Make sure you erase any footprint that you may have left with your name on it.
Okay. I did that. Since I'm going to name stuff.
No, I mean, you could easily do that, no problem. I mean,
cool.
if it were me and I were doing this, I would just unplug the laptop because the laptop's going to die.
Yep.
It'll probably die in 6 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours. And then if somebody searches a search history, they might find something, but why would they look for it? So, you leave the apartment complex.